have the opportunity now and pleasure to visit with Milestone Financial Group Building Rural Wealth. And we have with us the Vice President, Denise Miller.
I think I'm actually the Senior Vice President, but I don't know that, you know. You know, we used to joke around with Jerry. He used to say to me, you know, Vice President, soon to be President. And I would say, but now I've been moved up and I'm a Senior Vice President.
Senior Vice President.
And then we made Caleb Roebuck a Vice President.
Yeah.
And Amy also got a new title, too.
Vice President.
Yes, she's the Vice President.
No. Amy Shipley with us as well, too, by the way.
She's the, yeah, there you go.
I'm really the client services specialist.
So, Denise Miller and Amy Shipley with me, but you're not open today.
We are closed.
Let's just get that.
We are not open for business.
No.
I used to say we're not there, but let's be real.
You might be there.
I know one person who's...
You can send emails. You can call, leave a message,
but we're not going to talk to you on the phone or see you in person.
But you can come on Tuesday.
But Tuesday, yes, absolutely.
Valentine's Day has come and gone. How was Valentine's Day?
Oh, I tell you what,
I heard Dan Miller is a romantic.
Dan Miller is a romantic, but Dan Miller, he kind of let me down this Valentine's Day.
What happened?
Well, you know, you would think that if your wife said, I would like to have a dump trailer for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That he would be all over that. He did not buy me a dump trailer.
No way. Are you kidding me?
I know. You want
a dump trailer.
I know.
And Dan didn't get a dump trailer?
No. No. I think it's because I want one so bad. I think that makes him a little nervous.
Oh.
Because I think he's thinking I'll be hooking on to it with his
pickup. Thinking that means work for me.
Yeah.
I got it. It's all clear now.
I know.
It's all clear.
I know, but I'm working on him. Don't you? Where every week I say, are we going to get a dump trailer this week?
Okay.
But I haven't got one yet.
All right.
So.
We'll keep working on
it. Yeah. It was a good Valentine's Day. Other than that, it was a good Valentine's Day.
All right.
Day,
I'm with you.
All right.
How was your weekend, Amy? Good?
Yeah. You know, for Valentine's Day, what I got one year from my husband? A tractor.
Oh!
It was actually,
What color was it?
It was an orange Kubota.
Yeah?
Yes. And they actually delivered it on Valentine's Day. So when I talked to the man making the delivery, I said, I sure would like flowers with this if it's going to be a Valentine's Day delivery. And he brought a rose in a plastic or a paper sack.
Oh, how
with
nice.
A tractor. And we still have the Kubota today.
Do you really?
Yeah,
we'll see.
We do.
What a nice gift.
I go for rides with it with my husband.
There you go.
orange is almost red.
Yeah, I like it. Close. So we're non-traditional Valentine's.
There you go. Very nice. That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Dump trailer and a Kubota.
I know.
All right. I like it.
I know.
Kind of along those lines. Life changes. Life changes. We're going to talk about life changed and your plan didn't. Okay, Amy.
Right. So
where are we going here? What's going on?
Here's a thought that a lot of people don't like to think about, but if something happened to you tomorrow, your family wouldn't be guided by your intentions. They would be guided by the paperwork that you left behind. And, you know, we all have intentions of doing something that we're going to, take care of later or down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But life may change and your plans might not have changed. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today is the importance of making sure that, you know, your accounts, your paperwork, your wishes, your beneficiaries, things like that are going to stay up to date with your life changes. And those are honestly a lot of conversations that most people avoid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be realistic. How often will you sit around breakfast and be saying, you know, to your family or your friends, you know, let's talk about our beneficiaries today.
It's an exciting topic. It is.
So we just want to talk about why avoiding those conversations can cause some problems later on down the road. And we have to disclose that we're not giving legal or tax advice. You know, you should always speak with your estate planning professional regarding your own specific situations.
Okay. All right. So, Denise, life changes that can break the old plans.
Absolutely. You know, most folks, their financial or estate plans don't fall apart all at once. They slowly drift away from your current reality. A divorce that never triggered an update.
Mm-hmm.
A remarriage that didn't get reflected everywhere. A grandchild who maybe wasn't even born yet. A business sale that changed everything. A beneficiary who passed away years ago but is still listed as current.
I bet you've seen all of these.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you've seen them all.
Oh, yeah. We've seen them all. So what happens is, you know, nothing feels urgent at the time. Yeah. Oh, I'll get to that later. You know, the problem is later sometimes has a habit of never happening, you know. Mm-hmm. And when the plans don't match reality, families are often left asking, is this what they wanted? Did they really mean to do that? You know, why does this say something different than what we thought? And who's in charge here? And that's where the tension starts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It starts with a conversation, right? We've talked
Absolutely.
About these. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, I want to put something off and put something off. And then I talk to Melanie. It's like, oh, no, that's not really that big of a deal. Have a conversation. So that's kind of where it starts, right, Amy? Having a conversation that can help change some of these things.
Right. And you know, Aaron, what surprises a lot of people is some of these issues aren't very complicated to fix.
It's not hard.
No.
You just have to do it.
It's exactly right. It's just taking the first step. So they're just sometimes, like we talked about, they're just uncomfortable to address at the time, especially if someone has passed away. Or there's a remarriage, you know, that's uncomfortable. Or so you're going to take mom off as a beneficiary and maybe put on stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Those can be uncomfortable conversations, but it's what really needs to be talked about at the time. And those are some decisions that have to be made. We avoid those decisions when life gets busy and when nothing feels urgent. And, you know, everything seems mostly fine. Nothing has really changed a lot.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's going to be fine. I'll think about it later. But really, if you just talk with somebody, your family or your financial professional or your attorneys, a one focused 30-minute conversation can reveal a lot. It can show you what's outdated, what no longer fits today's picture, and what needs attention next. So the question really isn't, have I ever reviewed this? It's more as if something happens tomorrow, would this actually work out like I'm intending it to today?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that can be overwhelming.
It can be.
That can be overwhelming if you start to think about that. So what do I need to do? What do I really have to do, Denise?
You don't have to fix everything at once. You know, start with identify what matters most to your family. And we suggest starting with your retirement accounts, then looking at life insurance policies, then business succession plans, and then any document that names a beneficiary. Then ask yourself, has anything changed in the last year or two? Has anyone been added or removed from the picture? And do these decisions reflect what I want today? It's not about legal language. It's about alignment. And if your alignment doesn't match, you know, what your reality is, then you need to make some changes. And I'm going to also say this, from our standpoint, there is absolutely nothing more uncomfortable than telling a current wife that the ex-wife is the beneficiary on the life insurance policy or on the retirement account, because we've seen both. Or husbands. It's not just wives. It's husbands,
too.
It can go either way.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, those are uncomfortable conversations that could have been fixed if that person would have realized, oh, yeah, I need to get that changed and get that done today.
Ooh. I bet that is uncomfortable.
Oh.
Gosh.
It's not fun.
But just start with one.
Well, retirement it depends. Account, usually the lunch. Unexpected beneficiary is really happy.
That's true. There are two sides to every coin,
there
right?
There is two sides yeah. to every story. Yep.
But start with the retirement account.
Absolutely.
And then go to your life insurance. But you don't have to think about, oh, I have to do it all right now.
No.
But do it.
Do
one
it.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Okay. Now, how does this fit into my... Oh, we talk about the holistic overall approach many times. So Amy, how does this fit into my bigger plan? Or does it fit into my bigger plan?
Of course, it fits into your bigger plan. You know, beneficiaries, they connect you to your retirement income, tax planning, your healthcare decisions, and your legacy intentions. So the goal, when everything lines up, is hopefully that, you know, parents will feel more settled, adult children will know what to expect, and these small updates will prevent big misunderstandings in the future. What we find a lot, too, is people will say, well, I have a will, and oftentimes we remind them that a will, your beneficiaries on your accounts, your yes. retirement accounts, your investment accounts, supersedes what you put in your will.
Which I think maybe a lot of people don't realize it.
Right. We go over it a lot, and people are like, I didn't well, know that.
I put that in my will.
And I'm like, will. Everything yeah. goes to matter. XYZ. Well, if XYZ doesn't match ABC on your beneficiary yeah. paperwork, guess what? ABC is who's going to get the funds yeah. on your passing. And a lot of people, you know, didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to go through with somebody who your beneficiaries are on your accounts.
Okay. So,
and if things don't line up at the time, you know, if you want it to go to XYZ, but you have ABC, your family, they could be left guessing, often during a very emotional time, okay, what did they really want? Was it the way it always was meant to be? Or was this a mistake? And, you know, those feelings can last for a long time and cause a lot of hardships
yeah.
when it would have been a very simple fix. You know, at the time of a life change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's key to know that you don't have to have a perfect plan, but you do want to have a current one. One that reflects your intentions and your wishes at this time in your life. And we all know those change over time.
Yeah.
That changes over time.
There's absolutely, mm-hmm. With all those life events.
Right.
Getting married, divorced maybe. Kids, mm-hmm. grandkids, all of those things that happen. Yep. Death, and mm-hmm. I mean, it happens over the course of a lifetime. Last week, you may or may not remember, we talked about clarity.
Yes.
Clarity in that plan, I think, would just provide a lot of peace of mind.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Okay, Denise Miller and Amy Shipley with me from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth. So, Denise, wrap this up.
The only thing constant is change. Isn't that what they say?
Right,
isn't
right.
that the saying? Basically, ignoring things doesn't stop potential consequences. It just delays them, you know. And an intentional conversation today can, you know, prevent years of confusion later. And if you're not sure whether your plan matches your life, that's usually a good place to start a conversation. And, you know, you can reach out to us at 712-623-5726. You can log on to our website, milestonefinancialgroup.com. And, you know, as always, we are always available and
yes.
We'll help you out if we can.
You're not there today.
Not there Monday.
But tomorrow,
no, but
you'll be there, ready
tomorrow,
to go.
Yes, absolutely.
Start having the conversations. Don't
yes,
be overwhelmed.
Yes,
great
absolutely.
Information.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you both. Make it a great day.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.